Okay, call the meeting to order at 7:11 p.m. Eastern Time, whatever that works out to in UTC. So the first thing we need to do is re-elect board members and officers. I'm assuming nobody wants to step down or anything.
I'm good.
Okay. So then does somebody want to make the motion to re-elect everybody to their current positions?
Sure, I'll make a motion to re-elect the slate of current directors. All right, do we do directors or position?
Technically, we need to do both.
Yeah, I know. Which one goes first normally?
Doesn't matter.
All right, well, okay. I'll make a motion to re-elect the current slate of directors.
I'll second it.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay, motion carries. So then we need to do one for the current officers. Since I'm the chair, I can't make the motion.
I'll make a motion to re-elect the current officers.
I'll second it.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to re-elect officers. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, motion carries. Okay, now we can actually get to actual business. Gary did close the savings account a little while after the meeting last year. For some stupid reason, I'm still getting monthly statements from that account, even though it shows closed.
Okay.
Old National Bank, who knows?
Do you want me to go there and talk to him and be like, hey, what's going on?
And it might not be a bad idea, but like the statement says that the account is closed.
Okay.
But I still get that statement every month, and I don't understand why.
Weird.
Is it a separate statement from the checking?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's weird. Yeah, you should probably talk to them.
Yeah, we get both statements on the same day, but it's two separate statements. I never did do the work on changing registered agents. Because when I would have needed to do it was right when we had everything happening at work again. So I really did not have the time to do it. So I just kept us with, what's her name, CT Corp, mm-hmm. for another year. I will try to look into that after the first of the year, this coming year. And then we never really did anything on the CVE numbering authority that we talked about last year. Gary, yeah. is it something we really still need to worry about at this point, or?
I don't know. Eventually as we start getting more frequent releases out, especially of newer stuff, we're likely to have CVEs sooner or later. In fact, I have to get one for the plugin pack for whatever. It's not a huge deal because it's been there for 15 years and no one's noticed it. I'm not going out of my way to go and get a CVE until I'm ready to release. But there, like, we can go through GitHub and other places like that to get CVEs. I just think as a organization that's supposed to be promoting and supporting open and free instant messaging, it would be nice if we would cover those projects. You know, make it easier for them so they can interact with us. We can come to the CNA for them. But as you mentioned, none of that work happened. I've been busy in the trenches with Pigeon 3 and everything. So I'm okay looking at it still and going for it, but I need to sit down and make the time and actually do it.
Right, and it's not, since we don't have an actual release of Pigeon 3.
Well, like
we have the alphas. But...
Right, so the idea would be that Instant Messaging Freedom would become a certificate numbering authority, and then we could issue CVEs for Pigeon 2, Pigeon 3, ADM, if that becomes necessary. Possibly get Jim, you know, any of them, right? Right? Thunderbird, although Thunderbird doesn't want us, they got Mozilla.
All the libraries as well will need separate things.
Oh, right. So we have all these different libraries and stuff like that as part of Pigeon 3. We're going to need somebody to issue CVEs for those if and when they happen. You know, so it makes it easier if it's, we can right. kind of control our own destiny.
The more interesting thing of being a CNA is it lets other people not create CVEs for your projects.
Oh, really?
That's good to know. Which you can read.
That could be useful.
The curl blog about if you have thoughts on it.
Okay.
But I mean, what my point was like, it's not like, we have to do it right now.
Right, right. We still can fall back to GitHub or something like that. But I just think, you know, we always talk about how, like, this organization was supposed to just be a war chest or whatever. But, like, we don't need to just be that. I would like to see us at least do the CVE thing.
Right, there's value in it.
Right, right. At least, I mean, from the, at least from the little bit of, you know, we're doing something to help out the other projects as well, and then that also kind of gives us some name recognition so we can kind of help ourselves, kind of thing. So that's the idea behind trying to do it and get it all there. And plus, it lets us choose our own destiny. Trying to update existing CVEs is a nightmare. So, you know, like, if we can control all that stuff, it makes things easier in the long run.
Yeah. Oh, but before I forget again, the thing with the registered agent, there's a timing concern because you have to do it between 2 months and 4 months prior to the expiration of your current registered agent in Delaware, right. which is why I wasn't able to do it this year.
Yeah.
Is you're not allowed to let your registered agent lapse, and you're not allowed to do it within 60 days of it expiring.
Gotcha.
It's weird. But then, well, it's Delaware. Everything's weird. So, not that that's necessarily a bad thing. Okay.
I think that covers old business then.
Yeah, I guess new business, unless anybody has anything else.
Part of the new business would be the treasurer's report, right?
Yeah, so let me go ahead and scroll down to that.
Also, if you guys don't know, we've been putting all the meeting stuff into Discourse. I don't know why I still struggle with that every time. Where the hell is chat here? So I will give
you. You're not the only one.
The idea is it's a wiki page, so you should be able to update it and stuff like that. So I opened this apparently 6 months ago, as we were trying to figure out dates and stuff, and just started dumping stuff in here just so it was in one place rather than, you know, trying to find it in email and all that stuff. So
yeah, so last year we opened with a grand total of $20,049.94. The bulk of that, $18,886.08, was in the Fidelity investment account. We had $118.39 in PayPal, $60.09 in the savings account, and $985.38 in the checking account. We had a total expenses of $1,026.53, which was almost entirely reimbursements to Gary and me. There were some bank fees in there too. We had income of $1,179.08. $916.44, that was dividends from the investment account. The other $199.94 was from donations, you know, $25 from PayPal Giving Fund, and $37.70 from Spreadshirt. That left us with a net income for the year of $152.55. Side note, that is the first time since I have been on the board that we had a net income.
It's good to hear. Not closing that we're for profit or anything, but it's good to hear.
Closing balance on December 31st was a grand total of $20,202.49. That was broken down by $1,262.66 in the checking account, zero in the savings account because it was closed, $137.31 in PayPal, and $18,802.52 in the investment account. Those were our same balances on January 1st. So far this year, we've had $2,608.32 in expenses. $2,450 of that is to the lawyer for the two trademark inquiries. $2,050 of that has not actually cleared our account yet because we just issued the check on Tuesday. But I'm booking it as an expense just so I don't lose track of it. The remainder of that was for reimbursing Gary for the domain renewals. We've had income of $829.16, consisting of $438.55 in dividends from the investment account, $309.79 from the PayPal Giving Fund. Thanks, Gary, for getting that working.
Not sure what I did, but yeah,
you did something. I don't know what you did. You did something.
I looked, and one day it was, oh, it's here.
$80.82 from donations via PayPal. So far, our net loss for this year is $1,779.16. Our current balances are $1,082.26 in the checking account. Just for reference, I like to keep the checking account above $1,000, just so that there's no excuse for the bank to be able to give us any service charges. I tend to keep the PayPal account balance at $100, which is what we're at now, just in case we have anything like a domain renewal or whatever, I can pay out of the PayPal account and then just transfer back in to keep us there. And then we have now we have $17,241.07 in the investment account for a grand total of $18,423.33. One other note is Gary discovered, was it last week, Gary, or the week before?
I think so. I think it was last week.
He discovered that we haven't had any Spreadshirt payments for a while because apparently our Form W-9 on file with them expired or something, and he had to go fill it back out.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand why. Like, we filled that out a couple of times for them.
Yeah, we'll cover more of this afterwards, but the just mentioning it here is okay. Because now we typically would pass a motion to accept the treasury report, and then we'd get into the new business. So. So something weird happened there. Not sure what. I went through and redid the form, but we'll talk about more of it in a minute. So,
but yeah, that's the conclusion of my treasurer's report, unless anybody has any questions.
I believe you transferred some money recently out of the investment thing. Yeah, I don't routinely look at the mice one, but I happen to see something. I think it was on that account.
Yeah, that was to cover the lawyer fee of the
it was $2,050, but I only needed you to give me $2,000 out of the investment account.
Yeah, that's what it was for. So that was, we discussed it in an email, and that was the actual transfer that we discussed in the email. So, also, thank you for setting that up. That was really easy. All right. If there's no other questions, I'll make a motion to accept the treasury report as read.
I'll second it.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to accept the treasurer's report. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, motion carries. Okay, so I guess on to new business then. Gary, your first item there, apparently we don't actually have to do anything because we already increased it to $100 at some point.
Yeah, I'll have to go back. So we were discussing before the call that, we remember this, some people remember this happening and I didn't. So I'll go back through the meeting minutes and see what's going on. Anyways, I was requesting that we raise the minimum, expense without board approval to $100 because domain names are getting more expensive. And typically we would have two domains expire at a time, which means I would have to do two separate transactions, two separate reimbursements, and so on. But with it at 100, now that's not a problem. So the page where it actually says that, if anybody is curious, I'll drop it in chat, but I believe it's under the voting procedures.
Yeah, that's what you have linked in the agenda.
Oh, I have it in there? Okay, yeah. So whatever. If the link's in there, I'm not going to bother linking in chat here. So it's under voting procedure. If anybody has an issue with that, I don't know if we want to make that part of the bylaws or what.
That's probably something that we wouldn't want to put in the bylaws.
Okay. I wasn't sure which way we'd want to go with it.
And now that I have to keep us registered in the state of Ohio, if we change our bylaws, I have to report it to the state of Ohio.
Okay.
So
it's a lot of hassle for $50.
So, I'd like to try to keep the things I have to report to the state of Ohio to a minimum.
Yeah, understandable. Okay, yeah, then I think we're good. So if we're all okay with it being at 100, then I think we're fine. And like I said, I'll go back through and I'll update this page. I'll add a comment or something if I find the meeting minutes for it. Just be like, oh, we actually agreed on this at this meeting that nobody remembered. So.
Yeah. Well, we have several things that we voted on that none of us remember.
Right, so. Exactly. So,
I mean, we do this once a year. So our next item in new business is Matthew noticed that Mark Doliner was still listed as the vice president in PayPal. You've updated it, but supposedly it'll take a few days.
Yeah, I don't think we ever followed up on that.
I did check it. Let's see. I'm pretty sure it's gone. I can't check it right now to be sure, but I'm pretty confident, like 90% confident that I did go back and look at it a couple days later and it was all gone.
Okay, cool. What I can see in PayPal is kind of limited. I think my login is a sub login of yours, or authorized yes. yours, or something like yeah. that.
Something like so, that.
Yeah. So like what although I can see I did, is kind of limited.
I did put the creds in 1Password. So.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, cool. I don't know about your login, but mine. I was forced into doing 2FA with like a Google Authenticator type thing. So like I'm, even though I've got the password or the username and password in the vault, nobody can use it without access to my 2FA token.
Mm. So you can put 2FA sure. tokens in 1Password.
Yeah, I did that.
Yeah, which speaking of, if anybody here wants to be added to 1Password, let me know. So this is my personal 1Password family plan that I obviously have all the pigeon stuff in there, and it's shared out to people as necessary. So like people that need pigeon stuff, get pigeon stuff, I Am Freedom stuff. There's a separate vault that I Am Freedom people go to. Richard, it looks like I have you. We've got Matthew and John, you're in here too. So basically, Patrick, if you want to be added to this, let me know.
Yeah, I've had to use that a couple of times, so.
Yeah, so like, I forget what, oh, whatever, I can just look at the vault, huh? There's a bunch of stuff in here. Anyway, sorry, I'm distracting from what you're talking about.
But, I mean, if everything's taken care of with PayPal, then I'm cool, let's go ahead and move on then. The last thing is our Spreadshirt store can't ship to the EU, which I did not know about until I read this agenda.
Oh, I thought that we had both parts of the Spreadshirt stuff in here. So the Spreadshirt stuff, I went through and did the W-9 stuff and all that, except it was complaining that our names don't match somewhere, and I was assuming this was going to be some update thing, that it was like going to take some time to update and refresh the next day, and I totally intended to do it, but I totally forgot. I was going to log back in right now and take a look at it to see if it updated. Because like I don't know what the problem might have been, but it was just like your names don't match, and I'm looking at it like it looks fine to me. I don't know if that's something you might want to look at, Matthew. You seem to be a little bit more familiar with a Spreadshirt than I am.
Sure. Could you send me an email about that?
Sure, will do.
Thanks.
I
see, Matt, you're the same as I am. If you don't have an email or a calendar reminder, you're going to forget about it in 5 minutes.
Yeah, and it's still saying...
Quite possibly, yes, but especially since I'm just on a phone right, yes. in a car right now.
You probably won't get the email for me right away. You'll probably get it when I'm doing the minutes, and I'll go, oh, yeah, I have to do that.
That's fine. I'll forget anyway, so, yeah. You know.
It is still saying your personal details do not match your payment and tax information. Please make sure these details are accurate and up to date. And then it gives an edit account settings thing, and it looks fine, but yeah. But all right, so anyways, the other problem is we can't ship to the EU because apparently we have to create an EU shop. And that, like, you have to do that by going to, like, spreadshot.eu and creating a shop there. Which I'm assuming is going to have to be like all new tax forms and all sorts of other stuff. So I didn't go and do that because I figured we should decide that as the board before I just go and do it. But like you can link to it from your normal US shop, but otherwise we just can't ship to Europe. We can do North America, Australia, and is it Canada? Is it USA, Canada? And it's something like that is what we can ship to right now, but we can't do anything Europe.
It's probably something to do with the weird VAT stuff in Europe.
I'm sure it's probably part of that. Plus, what's the other big law, EU law thing?
GDPR, probably.
There we go, GDPR.
It might be both, yeah.
Yeah, right. I was assuming...
They probably store all the customer data in a EU site so that it's not
right.
exported to the U.S.
Yeah, so that's my guess. So I guess what I'm asking is, do we want to go forward with that? And if the answer is, if the answer is yes, we need to figure out who's going to do it. But
purely from like not like a vote or anything, but I don't see a problem with it as long as somebody's willing to do the work.
Yeah. I would prefer to not do the work myself.
I can look into it while I'm looking at Spreadshirt anyway.
Okay. So do we want to make a motion for Matthew to look at opening a European Spreadshot spread shop, or do we just want to defer opening it until he looks at it to see what needs to be done?
What if we make the motion to be that Matthew looks into it, and if it's not going to cost us anything other than a little bit of time setting it up?
Yeah, I think that's a much better idea.
Okay, so let's do that. But since I'm the chair of the meeting, I can't make that motion. So
I guess I will make a motion to open a European spread shop if it is easy and costs us nothing, while Matthew is looking at the information the information mismatch of the site.
I'll second that.
Okay, we have a motion and a second for the spreadsheet stuff. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, motion carries. That's the last item we have on our agenda. Like, we didn't really have a whole lot to do this year.
There was a question. I don't remember what it was now. Gary, I asked you something about ADM trademark, but I don't remember where that was because I haven't thought about it for months.
I mean, it's probably on Discord because that's where you and me talk.
Yeah.
Funny, that's what
searching for
ADM. I talk too.
Another thing to mention, with the this is just more informative, nothing major. But with the questionable future of GitHub, let's just go with that, with it being put under the AI department at Microsoft, a lot of people are flocking to Codeberg, which is an open source hosted version of GitT. We have gone and reserved the reserved the organizations for Pigeon, ADM, Game, and Instant Messaging Freedom. So if you have a Codeberg and you want to be a redundancy for it, we've got like five or six people on in those organizations right now. But we can go ahead and add you to it. The whole idea is not that we're necessarily moving or anything, but it's just we wanted to reserve those names in case something goes crazy or, you know, somebody tries to pretend they're us or whatever. We're holding on to them for now.
Yeah, that I thought that was a good idea once I realized what was going on there.
Okay, so you asked, or Matthew, you asked me on June 26th. I'm trying to get through the rest of this, but you said something about you never heard from one of the free IP legal services, so it's worth asking Pamela about registering ADM. I'm not sure. We didn't talk much more after that, did we? Because, okay. I mean, we could talk about registering it. I don't remember how much registration cost. But like neither Pigeon or Game are actually, or LibPurple are actually registered as a trademark. And actually I'm Freedom isn't registered either. And there's my rough understanding in talking to Pamela regarding the stuff with the recent search for the Game mark, as well as the previous one when Amazon launched their Finch container pipelining thing, is that you don't necessarily need to register the trademark to use it. And even if you don't register it, you still have to defend your use of it. The actual registration of it is just kind of like a more formal thing, but you still have rights even if it's not registered. So I don't know if that changes what you were looking for or what, because I'm not seeing any mention of what you talked about here.
And my understanding is if you go through the registration process, you have more responsibilities to maintain the registration and the use of the mark as a registered mark.
Right, but yeah. you still have to try to defend it against other uses when it's not registered.
Right.
Okay. So the basic idea was simply with all of the, let's say, drama that has happened in the last few years, seemed like since it isn't registered, it might be good just so somebody else can't come along and declare themselves ADM. And I had hoped that I could get it through the legal benefit that I have at work, but it turns out that they explicitly exclude trademark registration, so I couldn't do that.
Gotcha. Yeah, so from a defensive point of view, I can see where we might want to do that. I don't know if we necessarily want to talk about those issues on the record. I mean, we can. I don't think it's sure. not public. I don't think it's unknown or anything. Assuming you're I'm assuming I know what you're talking about. You're talking about the stuff with Evan and his cousin, right?
Yeah.
So for
yeah, and none of that. I mean, that it wasn't necessarily like
hostile.
That's a problem, right? I mean, considering it was Evan, but it was more like a well, you know, this could happen.
Yeah, yeah. The TLDR here is those of you that don't know, I don't know Evan's exact history of the project. Was he the one that created it, or is he just the lead at some point?
No, that was Adam Eicher.
Okay, which explains why it's named.
And then basically, yeah, and then Evan took over shortly after that.
And right, then he handed it off to Theis.
Yeah.
And then, so, long story short, what happened was is Evan ended up having an emeritus lead developer title, an honorary lead developer title for life or whatever. So, ADM's development, like Pigeons, had kind of trailed off over time, right? And then he decided that he was just going to take over the project again. And I was trying to help navigate things because both Matthew and Robbie have been stewarding the project and trying to keep it running and at least the web servers running. And Evan and them were just kind of like, we're going to do whatever we want. So then they moved everything to GitHub and all this stuff. They got some hype around them and then they disappeared. So having a trademark would stop people from using the name and they would have to, you know, work together as a project rather than just doing whatever they want.
Okay, given that, it might make sense to ask Pam what it would take to do an actual formal registration. Like, what would the costs be involved in that and whatnot? And then go from there.
Sure. And that's basically where I was at as far as, like, what is it? You know, I have an idea, but I don't really know anything practical or concrete about that, so...
Yeah, I mean, it does make sense. It does make sense for us to try to protect the mark if we can.
Right. So, Patrick, I'm curious if you have any thoughts on this whole matter since you aren't exactly involved with ADM or Pigeon directly. I mean, you have a different point of view from the
Hostile takeovers of projects are a real thing. And I think it would probably make sense to protect it. I mean, ADM certainly has some of a reputation that would be worth keeping intact.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I have, much like Matthew was saying, I have zero idea how much this would cost. But if it's like a reasonable amount of money, I think it probably makes sense to do it. I also don't know what the... So we have to protect it. I don't know what that really means.
That my understanding is it basically means when we find somebody infringing, we send Pam towards them. She'll drop the letter and, you know.
The letter and, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's my understanding. Yep. Now, it could be completely different. There could be more to it. I don't know. But that's what happened with the Amazon thing, with the Amazon Finch thing.
Right. Now, if we do that and, like, Pam sends them a letter and they fight back and we have a valid argument, then we may potentially have to go to court over it.
Right. And for something like that, we would obviously try to do a fundraiser or something like that. But so I don't want to get too hung up on the money. But obviously, you know, the money is going to be a problem. But I don't want to be like, oh, it's going to cost us money, so we can't do it. Like, just we have to weigh our options.
It's something we have to be aware of.
Right, right.
Sure.
But yeah, so I mean, it sounds like we should just email Pam and ask her, what would it take to get this registered? Like, what would her costs to us be, or our cost to her? I mean, what would be? And like, is it something that we would have to like periodically renew the registration or whatever? Just a few questions so that we can decide what we want to do.
Would it also be worth asking if the other thing should be registered as well at the same time, if that would reduce costs
instead of
doing
them
all piecemeal?
That's a good point.
Yeah, I hadn't thought of that. So in our discussion with the lookup on the game mark, which we should mention that here as part of new business too, that we haven't yet. was we decided since Pigeon has remained unregistered, we weren't going to register Game, because she asked us about that. But we didn't really consider registering Pigeon at the time anyways. But if we are actually going to consider registering Adium, then definitely. If there, I don't want to say if there's a deal, you know, buy four, get one free kind of thing. But, if it would be easier or cheaper or whatever to get them all done at once, let's go that route. The only concern I might have is we might need to get clearance on all of them, and that's probably individual, and that was 2,000 for Game.
Yeah, so, well, she did say explicitly in email that the trademark search was 2,000 per mark.
Oh, yeah, that's right, that's right. So if we're going to do all of them at once, well, we just did Game, so we'd have to do... Purple would be weird. I don't know if we necessarily want to register Purple. We have a lot of competitors there.
Purple is a generic enough term that a registration wouldn't be valid anyway.
Right. Well, like, I'm already thinking of, like, Purple Mattress, and I forget whatever. There's a couple other of them.
There's Purple Pillow, and there's a couple other purple ones that are, they're all separate companies, but they use the same.
Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, I mean, doing Adium, Pigeon, and I don't know that we need to do Game, but maybe, right? That would be potential. Finch could maybe too, although Finch's future is in question because nobody wants to work on it, including myself. But that's another story. all right. So I think we're going to make a motion to ask Pam about registering Adium and possibly Pigeon and... Well, we wouldn't do Games. So it'd just be Adium and Pigeon would be the main ones we're looking for, right?
So. Yeah, I think so.
All right. And I guess I would contact her as I'm kind of the contact for us to her. And then that way it's just easier that route.
I was just going to say, I think it makes more sense to keep the same people interacting with her.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe it makes sense for it to be Matthew, but it's fine. I can do it. It's not a big deal. If she knows my name and is not going to... whatever. there was a little mishap with our last communication. It's okay, but they thought we were a gnome project, and I'm like, no, we're not a gnome project. So but yeah, all right. So I'm gonna make a motion for us to contact Pamela Testick Law Illegal to ask about registering ADM and Pigeon as registered trademarks, about what that would cost us and what our responsibilities would be to defend them and that kind of stuff.
I'll second it.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to investigate the trademark registration process for those marks. Any further discussion?
Yeah, I guess I have, we kind of touched on it, but like, what do we view the situation as right now with the ADM project? Like, I don't know whether to correctly characterize it as a hostile takeover, but is that thing done? Like, they did their thing and then, you know, like, it petered out?
If I remember correctly, there was less than a week of activity and then nothing happened.
Okay. I'm just wondering, like, how contentious that would be or how hostile, you know, they're going to be to the trademark application and,
Sure. My perspective, which, you know, I've not really talked about it with anybody other than those on this call, is that, you know, Adium has been associated with I Am Freedom. This is something I Am Freedom would be doing. And I am, to some degree, at least, still an Adium developer, as much as one of those exists. And I'm still maintaining, to some degree, the website and, you know, materials that we have and all of that stuff. All of the credentials was shared with me so that I could do these things. So I feel as though I am a reasonable person to be involved with this and taking these measures, and I Am Freedom is a reasonable organization to be doing that as well.
Right, and we've been registering the domain for several years as well, right?
Right, yeah.
Many years, I think.
It's not like, the intent isn't to say, you know what, you know, we've registered it and now you can't do that. It's more of a, well, if someone that we know can do this, someone that we don't know could come along and do the same thing. It was more of a, this is an immediate problem that we need to prevent, and more of just kind of a sort of wake up call. as the far as the possibility is concerned. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, and just to reiterate, we're not committing yet to actually doing anything, actually spending any money yet. We just want to investigate what it would take.
Yeah, and the primary here is
and the pros and cons, yeah.
Yeah, and the primary here is to do it for ADM, not necessarily for Pigeon. Like, if Pigeon's going to be cheap to do it, sure, right? But if it's going to cost 10 grand, we'll just worry about ADM.
Right.
Or and whatever, we'll discuss it later, but that's the way I view it right now.
Right, and with Pigeon, we've already been using the mark unregistered for 18 years, and we haven't had any trouble.
Yeah.
So it's not necessarily something we need to consider yet.
Right. It might come in handy for people that, like, put up forks on GitHub and try to claim that they're the real one, and then yell at me for not being in Git. That's, you know, mostly a non-issue anyways.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, and realistically, you know, to me, the fact that ADM is essentially dead, it's just a matter of, you know, what value is there in what's left. And that's a larger discussion that has to consider, you know, the work and the price.
Yeah, regardless of ADM's activity, I think its legacy alone needs to be not maintained, but, you know, kept. I guess maintain's the right word, right? Like, people should be able to, like, looking at all this retro chat stuff that's coming out, which if you're not aware, we can talk about after the call, but there's all sorts of retro stuff coming up everywhere. I'm really surprised no one's mentioned ADM yet, honestly. Because they're running all sorts of crazy old stuff. But making that available for people to play with and stuff, just, you know, it helps cement ADM's legacy itself, as well as, you know, lets people have fun and keeps the name around and stuff like that. And just the spirit of the project and everything.
Okay, then. Any further discussion, then?
Okay. I guess when you talk to her, maybe you should make clear what the state of the project is. Okay. Because, you know, the whole thing of, like, presumably trademarks have to be in some form of active use. I don't think you can just squat on them forever.
Right.
But in fact, I'm pretty sure you can't. Like, I feel like I just heard a 99PI episode where they talked about there's like one or two Standard Oil stations in the US or something to keep that trademark alive.
Yeah. I was just listening to something where they were talking about how, what's his name? Warren Beatty keeps doing something with Dick Tracy every X amount of years so that he can keep the trademark too. So yeah, it's definitely something like that has to happen.
Right. So, you know, things like that are, you know, I'd hate to go through all this work, spend money, and then, like, it turns out that the trademark's invalid because it's not actually a thing, or, you know, whatever that might be. But I think that's what legal counsel is for, is, you know, you lay out the fact pattern as you understand it, and then you get advice. So, yeah.
Right. Yeah. No, makes sense.
Okay, in that case, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, motion carries.
All right. So the very last thing, I was just going to give a feedback or some update. I don't think we actually sent the email on it, but so we did a voting procedure via email to talk to Pamela Chestek Legal about getting clearance for the game name. She effectively gave us full clearance with one caveat. We don't expect any trouble from AOL or Verizon or Yahoo or whoever owned those trademarks, because all those trademarks are expired. They have abandoned them. They're gone. The one issue we potentially have is a project named Gajim. That's how I say it. I'm not sure if that's how you say it, but it's an XMPP client that's been around forever. It's spelled G-A-J-I-M. Now, they existed while we were still game. However, since we abandoned the game mark back then, now they could contest us for using it. And if they do, her suggestion was to just change the name. Just don't even bother trying to fight it, because they have much better grounds, I guess. But the thing was, the longer we start using game before they complain, we'll work in our favor as well. So I'm going to do a short little demo after this call of what I have for game 3 right now, which is not much. It's less than 1,000 lines of code, which will blow your mind, but when you see what's there. But The idea is I'm going to start slowly announcing that, and the idea is that hopefully I will have it ready by April Fool's Day to release it on April Fool's Day. But I'm going to slowly start feeding it or working it into my Twitch streams and stuff so that it slowly becomes – people become aware of it. But I'm not going to do a big announcement until April Fool's Day, because I think that's the only reasonable time to do it, because no one's going to believe it anyways. So we might as well do it on April Fool's Day. But yeah, so that was just the update from that. If anybody has any questions or anything. I should back up. It may not be clear why we even wanted to use that name. I think we covered this in the email a little bit. But one of the things we're doing with Pigeon 3 is we're making it more of a chat-based, a multi-user chat-based interface. And many, many, many people have made it very clear to me that they are not fans of that, and that they would much prefer something that is more direct message focused, like Pigeon 2 and earlier was. What that exactly means, it's hard to say, but we've talked previously about, you know, Finch being a problem to maintain. The reason that's a problem to maintain is because it's in a different user, or it's in a different widget toolkit that we also created and maintained, whereas Game 3 is just GTK 4. Right. So we're already building Pigeon 3 in GTK 4. We're familiar with the tool set. We're not managing the entire toolkit or anything. We just need to build another UI, and it's rather easy. So it's basically we're building off of all the same stuff. We're just changing the way it's presented. And that's why we were going to do this anyways. Originally, the name was going to be something like Pigeon Legacy or something like that. But we figured the game trademark's expired, so there's a lot of history and nostalgia behind that name. So it would make sense if we use that. So, yeah. Any questions, concerns, comments, queries, quandaries?
Gajin really isn't even based in the U.S., is it? Like, most of their people are, like, European, aren't they?
I believe so.
They may not even care, considering that they're not based in the U.S.
Right, but I mean, we both are worldwide open source projects, so
true.
There's potential there, but
Didn't care when both projects were active, though, right?
Right. Well, we didn't care either. So, like, but that was 20 years ago. So maybe things have changed now. So it could go either way, but yeah, I mean, that was, if we have to change the name, we'll change the name, right? We can go back to Pigeon Legacy. There's a couple other names we can throw out there. Yeah, I mean, there's options. But like I said, the big thing is, like, similar to the ADM thing about, like, maintaining the legacy and stuff like that, people are going to be stoked to see, like, you'll see whenever something comes up on, like, the retro chat stuff or whatever on Hacker News or Lobsters, people are like, I remember using game and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, now you can again, right? That's just, like, free advertising, and it hits everybody's nostalgia and everything. So,
speaking of this, this is not business, but just a couple of days ago, Pigeon got mentioned on a YouTube channel called Michael NJD. One of his most recent videos, he was talking about an older OS that included an old build of Pigeon.
Oh, didn't you send that to me?
Somebody might have. I can't remember.
Okay, yeah, no, somebody, yeah, someone's like, they were whatever. I think I saw it. Yeah, but yeah, no, like, we're still getting mentioned. We recently, there's an article 2 months ago or something on the Register. Said, remember game? It's coming back as Pigeon, blah, blah, blah. So, we're getting back into the zeitgeist. It's coming. So,
With that, I mean, that's like everything that we had to cover, unless anybody else has anything else. So then, does somebody want to make a motion to adjourn the meeting so we can get to the demo in the BS session?
I'll motion to adjourn the meeting tonight.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to adjourn. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion carries. Okay, we are adjourned.